Welcome to the Fedora Project Podcast, Episode 6, The Diversity and Inclusion Team Explain Their Work in the Fedora Project.
Welcome to the Fedora Podcast. I'm Edward Lucena from the marketing team of the Fedora Project, and I'm here with Justin, B, Jonah, and Amira of the Diversity Team of the Fedora Project. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
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 Hi. We are here because we have this thing called Diversity and Inclusion Team. And we like to hear you about how how you can start this journey in the diversity team and why we have a diversity team in it. So
I'm Amita. I work for diversity team in Fedora. I started my contribution from Fedora QA initially. 2.5 years back, I read a post on Fedora magazine by Matthew Miller, which says that he wanted to introduce the diversity advisor and diversity team in Fedora. And that is where he wanted some applications to be submitted, that why diversity is important for the Fedora community and why we should choose the particular applicant for the team. So I wrote an application and fortunately it got selected. And then he formed a team along with few more members. This was the team who were requested to onboard a very first Fedora diversity advisor 2 years back. And that is how Taktika came into it as a diversity advisor. And he joined the team, and then we started the team. Then slowly Justin joined, B joined, Yona joined, and then we started Fedora Women Day and everything. So this is how the team got formed, and this is how my journey started in the Fedora as a Fedora diversity team contributor. This has been, came along to a long way, I guess, since then. And we have done a lot of things and initiatives in Fedora from the diversity perspective. It's not just the Fedora Women Day. We have done the LGBTQ Day as well. We introduced the events, and they are the global events, which I guess in itself is a unique thing happening. And now we are also working on a few initiatives for the flock, which will showcase and serve the diversity in a better manner. So yeah, that's it from my side. I won't take much time because others needs to speak more as well. So Justin, you might want to pitch in.
Sure. So I think Amita got it right about how things started for the team. I got involved right after the diversity advisor was selected, because there wasn't really a formal team around when the diversity advisor entered the community. And a few people wanted to help out and get involved any way they could to help the diversity advisor with her work. And the way it happened naturally was a team of people formed around the diversity advisor. So for me, I got involved around the beginning point when the diversity advisor became a member of the community, and I was just helping out with getting things organized and trying to figure out some of the objectives and charges for this team to work on and focus in for the upcoming years. And we had probably the first point we were together as a team was at Flock 2016, where we held a panel of various Fedora contributors from the community to talk about diversity and inclusion in the project, as well as other things and aspirations that we wanted for the community. So that was around the time when I got involved. B, your Yona?
I first started contributing to Fedora in Fedora Community Operations team, and I was doing a talk about my work there at Flock 2016. I met Amita at Flock 2016, and she invited me to be a part of diversity panel where we were discussing about different diversity and inclusion related issues in Fedora community. And eventually, I started getting more involved with the work we were doing in the Fedora Diversity and Inclusion Team, which was called Fedora Diversity Team back then. We organized Fedora Women's Day, and we also worked on a community survey together to get a better understanding about the Fedora community, which will be launched soon. And yeah, we had a lot of other efforts, and I started contributing, and I loved the work we were doing, so I stayed. I just want to mention here that even though we are a small team right now, we are still looking to grow. So yeah, if you want to join the team, we would definitely love to have you like help us with our efforts, because that like changing and like making the community more diverse and inclusive is not the job for just a team, it is the job for like a whole community, and it's good if everybody is in it together.
So the same history was also for me. I heard about the Federa Diversity Team when Tatiga was the Federa advisor. And later on, I was part of the panel that we did at FLOC 2016. And later on, we joined our forces, let's say, and we started to work more and have like doing more, consolidating our goals. And especially the FAD that we did in Brno was, I think, very important for us, especially for the survey that B mentioned and other things that we are doing.
Okay, cool. It's good to have a diverse team. We have right now we have three girls. I have Justin here, and I'm part of the diversity team too. So we have a, maybe it's not too big, but it's a really diverse team. In this regard, why we think it's important to have a diversity and inclusion team? What value does diversity and inclusive community bring to the project?
Yeah, so I just want to go first here. I wanted to say that like even in Fedora's four foundations, friends has always been one of the four foundations. And by friends, we mean that we have a strong, caring community where like people work together and we are like a friendly community. We help each other to contribute, to grow. So we have the concept of inclusion and like having everybody and helping each other to make Fedora project better together. Even like from even in our mission and four foundations. So I think like this has been in Fedora community since long. And with inclusion, we just want to like have a wide variety of perspectives and like people from different backgrounds bring different perspectives and different experience to the table, so that just helps them to like bring value to the project, like to help collaborate better and give like different aspects, like different point of views to what we are doing.
And so I just wanted to add something to what B said. So a community to be very healthy, actually it's very important to have to be like very diverse and inclusive. So Fedora community, or let's say Fedora project, has a very big community that works a lot together. And we have, let's say, a place or everyone can be part of our community and contribute, because there are so many teams, so many things that they can do. And it doesn't matter if it's like a technical thing, so it's coding or it's not coding, because we have a lot of teams that, let's say, need help, and they can be part of like marketing come ups or even our team, for example, diversity and inclusion team. So there are like many ways, different backgrounds that people can join and be part of the community. And it's very important, because in this way the community is more healthy and can be bigger and grow more.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with Yona and B. And just to add a few more lines here to the question is that diversity and inclusion is not just important for one or other community. It is the concept is important for the society, for any society, for any community. And Fedora being the early adopter of all the good things, and as it says, the first feature, friends, and So that is all the basic freedom, all the basic things which Fedora has been early adopting. And since the starting of the diversity and inclusion team, it's more clear and visible that Fedora is accepting all the people, all the contributors, users from the different background, different countries, in spite of whatever they believe in. So everybody is respected in Fedora community despite of their background, and that brings in the valuable perspective of the different people in the community, and that makes it stronger, even stronger, with each contributor, and diverse and more colorful. So that is why diversity and inclusion is really important for any of the community, and I'm happy that Fedora adopted it so well.
But we still have a long way to go.
I really think too that diversity and inclusion, even though we have the friends part of our four foundations, diversity and inclusion is fundamental to all four parts of the four foundations of the project, and even the project mission statement of the technical goals and focus of how we want to build and innovate, not only as a Linux operating system, but as a community of people around that. And diversity and inclusion, to me, is also about including different, and I think, and this was already said, but including these different perspectives and points of view that you're incorporating into that feedback loop in your community. When you have one consistent or uniform group of people who are providing that feedback and working on project and solving problems and issues, you're limiting your perspective, even at a technical level, to a certain group of people. And by focusing and making diversity a priority item and making it part of the initiative of trying to include more diverse range of points of view and other perspectives, you're actually making a better project and better software as a result. It's not just I think a lot of people will ask, I think it's easier to understand some of the non-technical benefits too, just of like building a healthy community of having positive feedback loops and having a welcome and friendly community to get new people involved. But it also goes at a technical level too, because you're inviting so much more perspectives and range of the kind of insights you can gain from all different kinds of people from around the world with different experiences. And I think it also has a very tangible and even measurable effect on the technical prowess of your project. And that's why one of the things that was very important to us, like I mentioned before, was building a demographic survey so we could actually understand who our community and you can see even, like, I really love to look at a lot of the other data sets that are provided by other projects, because you can see how projects that make diversity and inclusion a line of priority for their projects, how that can even influence the technical output of their projects.
Sure. I think, for example, in my case, the thing that bring me to the Fedora project was the community itself. So having a diverse community can attract more and more people here. And this will be big to the project.
Yeah, exactly. It's like about making open source communities like Fedora more open to people from different backgrounds and different experiences, so that everybody feels welcome here. And it is about that.
Okay, so working in diversity is not easy. So because you don't never know what you need to do to include more people. So how or what are the efforts that the diversity and inclusion team done, and what is of these efforts have been the major success into the diversity team?
So one of our so we have like efforts focused on different areas. We have a few internal efforts to like focus towards Fedora community, to understand our Fedora community better and like to make it more inclusive. We also have efforts, outreach efforts, and to create more like bring more contributors from diverse backgrounds into Fedora community, like Fedora Women's Day and so on. So like our efforts are really in all directions. So one of our outreach efforts, like we have all mentioned before, is Fedora Women's Day, where we highlight and celebrate the women in our Fedora community and also other open source projects. And we organize like Fedora Women's Day in around 10 different locations last year across South America, Europe, and Asia, and we had a lot of like Fedora users. Like, we basically promoted free and open source software and how Fedora is good for them. We also like introduced them on how to start contributing to Fedora community, and we had a lot of women attendees. So I hope they learned a lot, and most of them I feel like did not know much about open source software before they attended the event, but at least like after attending the event they were able to understand like why Fedora and open source software could help them, like why it is another alternative to all other softwares they're using right now. We also have efforts which are focused more on like more within our community. Like, we had a video call on LGBTQ Day in May last year, where we discussed how we could create more efforts for people from underrepresented backgrounds, and especially like LGBTQ community in Fedora, how we could make Fedora community more inclusive for them. And it was like a casual discussion on that day. We also, one of the main things we worked on during the last year was our community survey. It is, so we basically put together a few questions which can help us better understand the representation in our community. This is really, really something which we have wanted to do since a long time, because I feel like whatever effort we direct towards our community, if we don't understand our community well, it's not good enough.
So we have a lot of things, so we can focus or should focus with the diversity team. So what are the diversity and inclusion team top priorities in the Fedora community right now?
So now currently we are, though we have many issues to handle in Pegure open issues there, but the top priorities which we are working currently this year and now is making Fedora events more inclusive and diverse. For that, we have discussed the proposal with Brian for the upcoming major event, which is Flock. And for that, we have come up with the guidelines, and we did a call with all the team members and with Brian, and with help of the different suggestions, we are coming up with these guidelines, and some of them. Some of them are like to have the quiet rooms available and to support childcare facility if somebody would like to come with their children. And there are so many guidelines over there. So nothing is finalized as of yet, but we are working towards it. Then we are also helping develop programs for the contributors to foster inclusion in our community. So that is what we are concentrating on during this quarter. And then the Fedora Movement Day has been a very successful event since last 2 years. And we have seen that every year it is growing, and the countries are, the more and more regions and countries are getting involved in it to organize it. And this year also, we would like to have a successful Fedora Movement Day. In the countries we had previously, in the places, like more than 10 places across the globe has celebrated it last year, and we are targeting more than 10 places this year to celebrate Fedora Women's Day from the diversity team. Some of the focus of the team and the percentage of our work will all efforts will also go for the workshop we're gonna do in Flock this year, and that is what we are, our current priorities are for in the Fedora community. That's it from my side. If somebody would like to add something to it.
I just wanted to say that, like, by Brian, Amita was talking about Brian Exelper, our Fedora Community Action and Impact Coordinator, and we are working together with him to develop the event guidelines. We want to publish them as guidelines to help support, like, organizers, event organizers from Fedora community to make the events more diverse and inclusive. And yes, hopefully we will be able to get feedback from the community and review them at Flock. And we are looking forward to that.
Cool. That sounds like a lot of work. So having this heavy agenda and a lot of things we want to accomplish with the diversity and inclusion team, how can other people get involved with the team? How is the onboarding process in the Fedora diversity and inclusion team in the Fedora project?
We really want people from Fedora community to join us and help us in this efforts. Obviously, like, we are open to, like, other newcomers to the Fedora community to help us too, but, like, we really want you to have a bit more background with the Fedora community, because the challenges we face to the community, some of them are unique, and we want you to have a better understanding before you join and start working towards these efforts. But if you are already an existing contributor to Fedora, it is very simple. Just join our IRC meetings, or like just say hello on the mailing list or IRC. And we also have a Telegram bridge to our IRC channel, and we are pretty active. So you can just say hi there. Or you can take a look at our different issues in Pegger and leave your feedback and comments. And if you want to take on a bigger chunk or contribute more, maybe you can help us organize a Fedora Women's Day in your local community. Your background and your gender or your experience is very important to us, and we value all different perspectives. So if you feel like you want to bring more local women from your community into Fedora or in open source, or just give us more feedback from your perspective, everything is welcome. No contribution is too small or too big. We want everyone to have something. And if you feel this is all still a bit too much, you have too much on your plate right now, I just want to say that you can always do your small bit to help Fedora become a more inclusive community. When there are any newcomers or just any Fedora contributor who is asking for your help or just commenting on an issue in Pegger, just be kind and considerate in your response to them. Think about that you were a first-time contributor too sometime, and sometimes we just assume things, short forms or acronyms like FWD for Fedora Women's Day, but not everyone might know that. So be kind, be considerate, and if they don't know, just you can help them elaborate. It doesn't take too much of your time, and it really helps to make the community more inclusive. It helps everyone a lot.
And I would say not only so Fedora contributors, or not only people that know very well Fedora community and etc., but even other people that have worked on diversity and inclusion groups, being part of other communities like PyCon community or I don't know, LibreOffice community and et cetera, they can share with us some of their experience, and it would be great to like join forces together and help us with what we can do and so on. And also, as B mentioned, everyone, like, even if it's like a newcomer and doesn't know what to do, the first thing that they can do is like joining our meetings that we have every Friday. That it's 3 p.m. UTC plus 2, right, B? And
I think the updated time is on Wiki page, so just check Diversity Team Wiki page to find the updated time.
Or yeah, to find the right time. And they can check like the different issue that we have on Pagur, so they can see like what from the issues, what they can help us, or they can give some feedback there, or even like if they have a new idea that they want like to implement, or they want our feedback or etc., they can just open a new issue and we can discuss about that. And what is very important, as we mentioned, having local contributors from different countries that want to organize Fedora Women Day, and not only, we would be very happy to talk with them, collaborate with them, and have them help to organize this event in their country, because they know it better, the community, they can like have a follow-up with the attendees and so on. So we would be very happy if they would just come at our meetings, or even be part of our mailing list, and they can just ping us there so we can see how we can
cool.
do something
this
together.
This is really awesome, the job you are doing here, and we hope we can help even other communities, or bring the what other communities are doing here.
Yes, and I just want to mention one thing quickly. So if you haven't heard of Fedora Appreciation Week, I urge you all to check out the community blog post on Fedora Appreciation Week. We will have this, we will have a period of 1 week in November where diversity and community operations team are working together to have this event where Fedora community members will appreciate each other, or say, like, thank each other for all the good work they are doing. So we are collecting stories about contributors, from contributors now. If you have any story about any Fedora community member who has helped you get started in open source or Fedora, or just like they helped you fix a bug, or you didn't know something and they helped you answer that, maybe it was something small or it was something big like fixing an issue, we are collecting those different kind of experiences and stories. So you can submit, if you want to say thanks to someone or appreciate someone, you can submit that in our Fedora COMOPS community operations team contributor stories repo, and create a new issue. And if you want to keep it anonymous, it will remain anonymous. So we are doing that right now. It is a really small contribution, but you can do that and just be like be one step forward in making Fedora more inclusive, and also like appreciate someone for the good work they are doing.
Sure, this is a great.
Yeah, it's very important to say thank you to someone and value all the contributions.
Very proud to be the first history uploaded to the Pagur repo in the contributor history. So, yes, please. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, please, I'd love your stories.
Wow.
yeah. So,
thank
I really, really try to drive people to write their stories. So, I think, I don't know how many histories do we have now, but I think we are going to... And it's open like
I think about 5 or more.
Yeah. And also, like, if people want to stay anonymous and like don't say their names or publish their story, they are able to do that too.
Yeah, I think like the first story is anonymous. So, and
yes,
then you can see a few example ones later on. So definitely, like, if you don't feel like everyone should know, but you still want to appreciate the person who helped you or say thanks, you should do it. Because in open source, like, everybody is helping someone, but like, it's very rare that you actually get to appreciate and thank them for their efforts. So I feel like this is something good we are doing. And
we usually do on IRC, so we do like +++ to someone that has done something, and it's really nice now to write a story.
Yes,
probably
to get
about
more cookies.
Person.
I will talk about cookies in another episode. So
and a bit, yeah, exactly.
Sure.
People love cookies and also badges.
Badges with the design team that you will hear in the next episode. So, yeah, this is really important for us. Well, you guys, if you have something extra to add to this and say goodbye to people.
So, thank you for doing this podcast with the Fedora Diversity Team. So,
Fedora Diversity and Inclusion Team.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought that I said it right. Sorry. And so more people can know the work that we have done until now and what we are planning, how people can get involved, and which is amazing. So thank you, Simboy,
yeah,
for this.
Thanks a lot, Edward, for having us on this podcast. And we just like decided on a team name, so everyone is still like, our earlier name was Fedora Diversity Team, and now we are Fedora Diversity and
Inclusion
Team. So we are still getting used to it, but yes, really nice work you're doing here, and thanks for having us. And to all the listeners, like, if you really want to help us, like, you're always welcome. You can contribute, like, just join our meetings or like comment on our issues or leave a contributor story, or also you can organize a Fedora Women's Day or just talk to us and we can
sure
get started.
Well, goodbye people, we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be released in the next 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Fedora podcast. See you in 2 weeks with more interesting interviews.